from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, residents in Mercer County and beyond are stunned after the recent arrests of spouses and law enforcement accused of making at-home adult videos in front of their children. Prosecutors say a Hamilton police officer, Brian DiBiase, and Elizabeth DiBiase, a sergeant with the Mercer County Sheriff's Office, were taken into custody after an investigation sparked by a tip from the social media platform Kick on images that were uploaded. The state attorney general's office is leading investigation into the incident. New Jersey News brought to you by Parks Casino. This is how you win. Coming to the Excite Center inside Parks Casino, Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains on February 8th and Scotty McCreery from American Idol on March 7th. Visit parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's been a frigid January, but temperature-wise, not a month for the record books in New Jersey. Experts are more concerned about the consistent dryness.
Even with today's rain, this month will go down as one of the driest Januaries on record in New Jersey, says state climatologist Dave Robinson at Rutgers.
The state still has a drought warning in place, and the U.S. Drought Monitor still has portions of New Jersey in rather extreme drought conditions. And the rest of the state suffering from some level of drought.
This was the coldest January for New Jersey in a decade, but it was just 4.5 degrees below normal. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And a key highway linking North Jersey to the Holland Tunnel in New York City will shut down for a bit this weekend. The Pulaski Skyway closing to all traffic tonight at 11, set to reopen Sunday afternoon. Crews will be replacing the hinges on the 92-year-old bridge system. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Staying dreary for Saturday, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Closing out January with a wet forecast today as a warm front combines with a broad area of low pressure passing overhead tonight. No flooding, no snow. Nothing dramatic or severe, just periods of rain throughout the day. Looks like the steadiest stuff will be late this afternoon into this evening. Total rainfall, 1/2 inch to 1 inch. Gusty winds are possible in spots, too. High temperatures today, 40 to the north, 50 to the south. Rain continues tonight, ending sometime after midnight as temperatures drop into the 30s. And then we'll dry out tomorrow. It'll be sunny and breezy and colder. Temperatures settle in the upper 30s tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, cloudy skies with a chance of a snow shower. Highs only in the mid-30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, it is 42 in Scotch Plains. Belmar is 45. Mays Landing 47. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather's brought to you by Mark Patrick Seminars. Lose the weight or stop smoking for only $49.99 guaranteed. Seminars are Sunday, February 16th at the Crown Plaza in Edison, or Monday, February 17th at the Holiday Inn Express in Bordentown. Register now at markpatrickseminars.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.